Right now it's 6:18 on the ticket. A reminder, Christmas just happened, and it was great.
And don't forget, it's coming up here in 11 months.
Yes, that's right. Time now for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylac George Eye Care. You told us to back sell Christmas.
Why would I tell you to do that?
You told me to promote it.
You don't need anyone to back sell or promote Christmas.
We're just doing what you asked.
Can we please get to some football? But before we get to football, let's talk about people's butts.
Okay.
The booty.
For whatever reason, the butt is the second place on the human body that people can't handle the most. I don't know. I guess the mouth would be the first, right? Then the privates, then the butt. So the butt goes to third.
The mouth is...
Because controlling what you say and what you eat and drink...
I see.
...is probably the biggest problem that people have.
Yeah.
You're talking about your own butt and mouth and privates. I thought when you said people can't handle the most...
I hope people tuned in just then.
When you said people can't handle the most, I thought you were talking about others.
No.
Butts or privates.
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about... the butt that you own.
Yeah, mouth would be number one.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd say privates number two.
Yeah.
Because the privates make us do just such stupid stuff.
Yes.
And then the Botox. Well, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, CPSC, they maintain the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System, which is an anonymous
what's going on?
Database that tracks why Americans show up to the ER.
Okay.
I don't think you guys can predict where this is going.
Oh my gosh.
Every year the list gets longer, and a study in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine estimated that 39,000 hospital visits per year are related to RFBs. You want to guess? RFBs.
Rigid.
Oh.
Filament bottles?
What? What is that?
Nailed it.
Is rigid correct?
No, it isn't.
Gosh. Is B for bottle?
No.
Okay.
Is it for bottom?
Bottom.
It's not for bottom, no.
Booty.
Yeah, now,
that's not going to be in a journal of medicine. They won't use the term booty. If you ever had a doctor that used that term, you should get another doctor. Right now, we got to check your booty. Gosh. No, it stands for rectal foreign bodies.
Okay. Oh, rectal foreign bodies.
Yes. And of those 39,000 hospital visits per year.
Amazing.
Most of those patients are middle-aged and male.
Uh-oh, that's a middle-age crisis, looking for a little adventure or excitement.
More than half involved Grex toys.
It's about six times a year, and these are his favorite surveys and his favorite stories.
We do it at the end of every year, and this is for 2025.
Curious about half this stuff.
No, it's not true at all. I'm reporting medicine.
George, I'll allow that. But I will also say...
I'll overrule.
But I'll also say that he can continue, because I find this interesting, because I can't believe there are that many reported. Think how many other times guys are doing this that don't end up in the hospital.
Right. Exactly. You got to imagine, at least half don't go to the hospital or somehow able to get said object fished out.
And... 10 times that amount are doing it without any incident.
Right. I've never used that term for my life, sir.
Oh, my God.
Researchers note that many cases escalate because people try to fix the situation themselves first. Pliers, tweezers, coat hangers, and other tools frequently appear in follow-up imaging. So doctors beg patients to stop improvising, and if you're having trouble getting something removed, go to the ER. Yet, you know that your ER visit is going to be logged and laughed about on local AM national FM radio.
Right.
So here for 2025 are some of the items found in people's trash cans. A full shampoo bottle listed twice, once blamed on boredom. How is that the cure for boredom?
Why not at least go for a slipped in the shower story?
A baseball.
Baseball?
Maybe it was a sharp line drive and he
sharp line drive accident. This was no sharp line drive accident.
Bending over at the time.
It says that this one was documented with the explanation, quote, to see what it felt like.
Courage.
I mean,
have you ever wondered?
No.
Let me finish.
You guys have watched a lot of baseball. You ever wonder?
No.
That's the way baseball goes.
You could give me.
That's not the way baseball
goes. It doesn't go that way.
You could give me 30 years.
Yeah.
And all of the lubricant in the world, and I couldn't get a baseball up there.
Can we please mark that, Tyler? I'm personally requesting. This is a personal
request. Let's play it for Ed here in about an hour.
I mean, am I right? How is that possible?
Let's play it for Ed. Well, not sure where you're going with that. But... A corn cob holder.
What?
Oh, they mean those
like
little things
little,
you stick in the end
gosh,
of corn cobs?
The things with the...
They got tines on the end. A turkey baster.
Sure that excites you?
Why would that excite you? It excites you.
You bring up a turkey baster at least 5 times a month.
Play that for Ed. I don't think I really do, guys, but let's get back to football. A wine stopper. Is that the cork or that? Oh, those are the ones like that you buy to replace the cork after you've opened the bottle of wine, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah. A plastic cleanser bottle. Why can't I talk? A plastic cleanser bottle filled with liquid. Eyeglasses. Eyeglasses.
Eyeglasses.
Okay, that had to be an answer.
How, George?
he sat on his recliner naked.
There's no way.
He forgot his readers were still on.
There's no way. A rock.
A rock.
I think that you have sunk to just about the lowest you can be in your life if you're just sitting around, just eyes glazed, just absentmindedly shoving a rock up there.
You think?
2 pencils. I guess.
Not a number 2 pencil.
No, not a number 2 pencil. Although, a vape pen, a flashlight with an A.
Fleshlight?
No, flashlight. And then a battery-powered light. That's listed separately. That's a different than a flashlight. But a film canister. Who even has those anymore?
How do you get that shape up there?
I think it's the little plastic.
The cylinder
thing. Like for a handheld camera, not for a movie.
Right.
Like the big round.
Okay. You're thinking about the big round dinner plate size.
That you used to change out at the theater.
Yes. No. A rectangular travel toothbrush. A dog chew toy. Like those rope things?
There's all sorts of dog toys.
Oh, yeah. Right. An egg.
What?
It doesn't say whether it's cooked or uncooked. Marbles. A sandal. wait a second. What? A sandal?
A sandal? Again, how is that possible?
A plastic coat hanger altered so the person could drive to the ER. What does that mean? It means they broke it off?
Yeah, so they could sit down.
Oh, no.
If you're just joining us, we're covering Ed Werder's famous list of things they found in people's bottoms.
This is your bit every
year. In 2025. A corncob style pipe. Corncob's very popular.
Very big.
A thermos. A thermos?
What?
Picking out a thermos for you.
Wow.
And then we get to a doorknob.
Good.
A doorknob.
A doorknob.
What is wrong with people?
A light bulb inserted glass side first.
Jeez. How dangerous
Wait,
is that?
Why are you doing it that way?
Because if you do it the other way, it'll turn on.
Yeah, it may light up.
No. You just don't. You think like cartoons. I think it's because they knew that if they couldn't get it in, if they could get it in the base first, then there's a good chance they couldn't get it out. But so they decided to do the hard part first.
All right.
So they went full dilation. And then we have beard clippers wrapped in plastic cited as constipation relief.
Wow.
This is straight out of a Billy Tubbs script. I just inserted beard clippers wrapped in plastic. Forgot to make the relief check. And then finally, uncooked pasta.
What?
All right. That's enough. It really is.
That's how that person was celebrating the gift of life that God gave them.
That's how messed up the privates get a lot of people.
Yes.
All those objects they looked at and thought, that might give me some pleasure.
Right. They wanted to see if they could go there.
Wow.
And I admire these people's courage. They're obviously more adventurous than the three of us that we know of.
Mm-hmm. Don't admire anything about those people.
What? What? Don't shame them. They're just the victims here. You're victim blaming.
Just as God made them, sir.
Yeah. Well, why are you victim blaming them?
People make mistakes and then you get ripped for it.
Well, you don't need to rip people for making mistakes. These people had an accident and they sought help.
Those people need to be ripped.
They sought help. Hey, somebody needs to send Giorgio the mason jar video.
I don't want to see it.
Have you ever seen that video?
No, I don't need to see it.
It's one of the worst deals I've ever seen.
No.
That made the rounds in the early internet. This dude sits down on a mason jar. He was trying to fit it.
No.
And you hear he gets it in there, and then all of a sudden you hear this muffled pop.
No.
And then all of a sudden this waterfall of red starts falling out.
You are done.
Terrible.
With your little segment here.
Yeah, that's
Don't
probably
call my
enough.
Little segment. This was a premier award-winning segment.
That is the ODEC. It's either little or premier award-winning, depending on your perspective.